This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Merrill Reese said on the air yesterday, this is the worst loss of the Doug Peterson era, and I would agree with him wholeheartedly on that. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joining me for more analysis. Merrill, good morning. Yesterday, the Eagles lost 37-31 to a team that had no business being on the same football field with them, but quite frankly, the Eagles had no business being on the field yesterday either. What are your takeaways this morning? Why did the Eagles lose?
I am so perplexed. This is such a shock for a team that should have buried this team very early. I mean, even when they were up 10-0, it should have been 17-0. And then even with their mistakes, and there were so many mistakes, penalty after penalty after penalty, they got to the second half and built a 2-touchdown second-half lead against the 30th-ranked offense in the National Football League, and then they couldn't stop the Dolphins throughout the rest of the game. Dolphins moved at will. They made Ryan Fitzpatrick look like Tom Brady, the good Tom Brady, and they just took it on the chin, and that was a devastating defeat.
Merrill, do you think the Eagles took the Dolphins lightly?
You know, that would be conventional wisdom when one team is upset by a bad team, but I don't believe they took it lightly. I thought throughout the week, Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz preached the fact that they were going down there and they could play a team that was capable of exploding at any given moment. They really hammered home the seriousness of the situation. And I didn't see people fooling around on the trip. I didn't see anybody go onto that field with anything less than a desire to win. They just played poor football. And the fact of the matter is, when you make penalty after penalty after penalty, I mean, they were cheap penalties. They were penalties that could have been avoided. It was a lack of discipline. I don't have answers. I can only tell you that what I saw was a poor defensive exhibition by the Eagles. Now, the offense could have been better. However, keep in mind that they scored 24 points against a team that averages 15 throughout the season. Throughout the season, they averaged 9 points less than what the Eagles ended up scoring. So if you told me going into this game, Eagles are going to end up with 24 points, I would have said, well, they'll win it 24-10 or 24-13, something like that. 24 points, let alone 31 points, should have been enough to bury the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's a weird season, Merrill, especially over the last month or so. The defense has great games, but the offense can't get anything going. Yesterday, the offense was better, still had their issues, penalties and whatnot. They abandoned the run game in the second half. They were better, but the defense was awful. Why couldn't they pressure Fitzpatrick as the game went on, as they did when it started?
Again, this is something that they're going to have to sit down, and Jim Schwartz is qualified to look at the film and see why any of his pressures didn't work. But you're right. Early in the game, in that first series, the very first play of the game was an interception that Fitzpatrick threw. It was debated by them that there was a pick involved. But regardless, there was an interception by the Eagles on the very first play, and they went down and scored. I mean, the game was less than 2 minutes old, and the Eagles were already up 7-0, and they turned that up to 10-0. Again, they should have scored a touchdown, not a field goal, on that second possession. But the Dolphins could do nothing early. But little by little, they started to get it going. And Fitzpatrick, what he basically did was put it up in the air in the area of Devontae Parker. Parker is 6'3". Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby are barely 6 feet. And he soared over both of them at various times and came down with the football. Devontae Parker, a number one draft choice back in 2015 out of Louisville, had a career day.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. But definitely
he and Mike Gesicki,
right?
Mike Gesicki, the former Penn State tight end, just had a field day. He made play after play.
He did. And I remember those are the two of the names that you mentioned last week when I asked you who stands out on the Dolphins. Merrill, the Eagles were not behind drastically in this game. They weren't. In fact, they were leading for most of it. Why do you think they went away from a run game that was pretty successful in the first half.
You would have to ask that question to Doug Peterson, mm-hmm. really, mm-hmm. because I have no idea why they call and go into different areas. I think Doug would probably tell you he took what the defense gave him. But it would have been nice to see them pound the ball when they were up by two touchdowns and run the clock and frustrate the Dolphins. But they just weren't doing it. And when they did, the runs really weren't working. They had a couple of good runs. I mean, Miles Sanders certainly had a respectable game, both as a running back and as a receiver. Ajayi came in, and I thought he would have a big day against his former teammate, but he didn't do a whole lot. He had limited carries, and there were a couple of short pops, but for the most part, they were spinning their wheels.
Merrill, do you think they have any shot to win these last four games and go to the postseason?
It's very difficult to be optimistic after the kind of performance that we saw yesterday, but mathematically, they are alive. And there was minimal damage in losing that game. Of course, psychologically there is, and how we all feel there is, but it was a non-conference game. The first tiebreaker is head-to-head.
Right.
So if the Eagles beat the Cowboys on December 22nd, assuming they don't lose to the Giants or the Redskins in the next 2 weeks, and there's no guarantee about either one of those games when you lose to the Dolphins, who are seemingly worse than the Giants and no worse than the Redskins. So I don't know. It's tough to feel optimistic this morning. But you're asking me something from a mathematical standpoint. Yeah, if they beat the Giants and they beat the Redskins, then you go into the Cowboys game, assuming the Cowboys win their next two games, which are against the Bears and the Rams. So they go into that, and if they beat the Cowboys, and that really seems far-fetched at this point, but if they beat the Cowboys, they would be even in the head-to-head, each team having won one game. The next tiebreaker is wins or run your record in the division. Now, the third tiebreaker, and this is interesting, is common opponents. And the Cowboys have lost to Buffalo, the Cowboys have lost to Green Bay, and the Cowboys have lost to the Jets, and the Eagles have won all three of those games.
Yeah, no, and which is why if they win out, Merrill, that they get in, and it does seem far-fetched at this point because they haven't played well enough to beat the Dolphins. Who knows if they can play well enough to beat the Giants or Redskins, like you said, or even the Cowboys. None of the three are good teams, and right now the Eagles aren't playing like a good team either. We know they're playing well below expectations this season. Well, Merrill, they're still in it. They still have games to play. We're still going to talk about them over the next month. And we will talk about what Doug Peterson has to say later this afternoon at noon for his day after press conference. We'll chat about that tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time, as always. Great call yesterday, even though they lost. Thank you, Merrill. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.